at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In local news, the City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee have selected a person to succeed current City Clerk Deb Wheatley Field when she retires early next year. The committee interviewed three candidates last Thursday evening. They included Allie Tupper, Barb Barrick, and current Deputy City Clerk Deidre Derby. City Administrator John Lund says after interviewing the three candidates, their selection was contacted.
We've made the offer to Barb Barrick, and she accepted.
Barrick currently works as a community development specialist at SWPCO in Atlantic. She's previously served as the city clerk and finance director for the city of Fort Dodge and financial manager for the city of Marengo. Barrick is a graduate of Upper Iowa University with a double major in business administration and public administration. The Atlantic City Council must still approve the Personnel and Finance Committee's recommendation at their next meeting. Assuming they do show so that she would replace Deb Wheatley Field after her last day on February 24th. Wheatley Field announced in September that she would be retiring as the city clerk in Atlantic after more than 35 years on the job. Well, most of the country today is focusing on the presidential race during this general election. Iowans will be voting on various legislative and congressional candidates, as well as local and county offices, of course. In our listening area, there are a few locally contested races we'll be watching for you after the polls close tonight. In Cass County, two men from Griswold, Republican Steve Beyer and Democrat Dana Kunze, are vying for a seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors in District 4. Incumbent Republican Frank Waters, along with no-party candidates Jay Ford Lillard and Randy J. Pollock, are each hoping to win the one open District 5 seat on the Board of Supervisors. In Adams County, Republican incumbent Sheriff Alan Johans faces a challenge from one of his deputies, Robert Lilly, who has no party affiliation. In Audubon County, incumbent Sheriff Todd W. Johnson, a no-party candidate, faces a challenge from one of his deputies, Republican Brian Julesgaard. Three men are running for two seats on the Audubon County Board of Supervisors, including Republicans Todd Nelson and Rick Thompson, and Democrat Laverne Bub Deist. In Guthrie County, Republican Jack Lloyd and Democrat Jerome Carraher are competing for one seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 1, and Republican Mike Dixon, along with Democrat David Wood, are vying for one seat on Board of Supervisors in District 5. Two women, Republican Tristan Richard and Democrat Rhonda Miller, are each hoping to fill the vacancy position as Audubon County Recorder. In Shelby County, Democrat Marsha Carter and Republican Mark Maxwell are competing for the county auditor's job. And in Pottawatomie County, Republicans Marilyn Joe Drake and Tim Wickman, along with Democrats Marsha Pilger and Bartholomew Randolph, and no-party candidates Jake Driver and Lynn Groby, are running for two open seats on the Board of Supervisors. Also in Pott County, Republican Melvin Hauser, Democrat Dennis Keithley, and no-party candidate Art Hill are vying to become the county auditor. Polls are open, and they again will close at 9 o'clock tonight. If you have any questions about where to vote and what you need to bring with you to the polling center, you can contact your local county auditor's office. And we'll have local results for you here on KJAN as soon as they become available, along with regularly scheduled updates from Radio Iowa and national election information from Fox News. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce say they partnered with the Cass County Health System to sponsor the annual Angel of Christmas Award. The Angel of Christmas is a tradition in Atlantic recognizing and thanking area residents who symbolize the true meaning of the season. The angels exemplify a true holiday spirit all year long, putting others first, spreading generosity, and sharing the holiday spirit with everyone they meet. In 2016, Sherry Liebeck was named the Angel of Christmas, demonstrating the true meaning of the season by spending her time giving extra care to people who are ill in their homes, doing personal shopping for those who are unable to do so themselves, bringing food to those who need it, and visiting and comforting widow and widowers. Nominate the Christmas Angel by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by November 29th at noon, and this year's angel will be announced at the holiday concert on December 4th at 3 p.m., Nominate by submitting a nomination form to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and those forms are available at the Chamber or online at ChristmasInAtlantic.com. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a Blanchard man died as the result of injuries he suffered during a fishing accident Saturday afternoon. 69-year-old Joseph Bruce Hines had gone to a bridge just west of Blanchard along 320th Street to fish Tarkio Creek when he slipped on the edge of the bank and suffered life-threatening injuries before he fell into the water. That accident happened around 3 p.m. Saturday. Witnesses to the accident did not have a phone at the scene and had to go back to a residence in Blanchard to call for help. Page County deputies, Coyne Fire and Rescue, Clarinda Rescue, and Shenandoah Rescue all responded to the scene. Hines was transported to the Shenandoah Memorial Hospital, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. A collision between a semi and a pickup truck Saturday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the driver of the pickup suffering minor injuries. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened near Avoca at around 10:15 a.m. as a semi driven by Dick Myers was pulling out of a farm drive to turn north onto 430th Street. The semi struck the rear of a northbound 2012 Dodge Ram pickup driven by James Potosik. Potosik was transported to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Deputies cited Myers for failure to yield upon entering a roadway. Well, traffic fatalities in Iowa are up 23% from last year, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation. As of November 7th, there have been 335 crash-related fatalities this year on Iowa roads. Nine of those have taken place in Cass County. The latest deaths occurred early last Friday morning and early Sunday morning. The medical staff at the Cass County Health System yesterday issued a statement in response to the increase in fatalities. The statement read, "As healthcare providers, our goal is to help our patients protect their health. Many times we do that by treating and monitoring chronic health conditions, such as diabetes and heart disease. Motor vehicle accidents are a different type of health condition, but one that we are equally concerned about. We urge everyone to stop and think before you drive. It's something we do so often, we sometimes take driving safety for granted." And the hospital recommends some tips for you that don't drive when you're distracted by other things, whether it's texting, talking on the phone, reading a map, or any of the many other things that could take your attention away from the road. Of course, you should never drink and drive, and always wear your seatbelt every time you're in a motor vehicle. According to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, in 2014, 9,385 people nationwide lost their lives as a result of not buckling their seatbelt. And in Iowa, in 2014, 118 of the 322 crash fatalities were not buckled up. The Iowa DOT's traffic fatality count reports that 40.91% of the fatalities during 2016 were without a seatbelt. Elsewhere in state news, the second funeral for a Central Iowa police officer killed last week will take place this morning in Calhoun County. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The service to honor 24-year-old Urbandale officer Justin Martin is at the South Calhoun Middle School in his hometown of Rockwell City. It will start at 11:40, which was the officer's badge number. Martin was shot to death early last Wednesday while on patrol in Urbandale. Des Moines officer Tony Bominio was shot to death after responding to the call about Martin's shooting. Bominio was laid to rest Monday, and Pastor Mike Householder summed up the feelings of those at his funeral.
"This isn't right, and it isn't fair."
Some 1,500 law officers from around the country attended Bominio's funeral. Most are expected to be there for Martin's as well. Martin will be laid to rest at the Rose Hill Cemetery on the edge of Rockwell City. I'm Dar Danielson.
Iowa voters have plenty of opportunities to see the presidential candidates. Now they'll have the final chance to make a choice. Again, the polls are open until 9 o'clock tonight, but voters have been casting early ballots for weeks. More than 300,000 of Iowa's 2.1 million voters have opted to vote early. There are plenty of candidates on the ballot, starting with presidential race between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Other races include the Senate election between Republican incumbent Charles Grassley and Democrat Patty Judge. Four congressional races, the legislative contest that will determine which party controls the State House and the Senate. And in many races, voters will have several choices as minor party candidates are running for president, U.S. Senate, and other offices. And for decades, Iowa has been a purple state, favoring Democrats for president and Republicans for other offices. Recent elections seem to show the state is taking on a decidedly reddish hue. Republican Donald Trump could become only the second GOP candidate to win Iowa since Ronald Reagan in 1984. Republicans are also optimistic they'll win the needed two seats to take a Senate majority, giving the party control over state government. Republican consultant Tim Albrecht says Iowa seems to be turning red, at least in the short term. Iowa Democratic Party Chairwoman Andy McGuire said she thinks Iowa will remain a toss-up state, and the Democrats will retain the state Senate. Drake University professor Dennis Goldford says even if Trump wins, it's premature to say that Iowa has become reliably Republican. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.